మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత మనో మే వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం ఆవిరావిర్మయేధి వేదస్య మహాణీస్తః శృతం మే మా ప్రహాసీ అనేనాధీతేన అహోరాత్రాన్ సందధామి ఋతం వదిష్యామి సత్యం వదిష్యామి తన్మామవతు తద్వక్తారమవతు అవతు మాం అవతు వక్తారమవతు వక్తారం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
పేజ్ 29 మంత్ర 4.
అగ్నిర్వాగ్భూత్వా ముఖం ప్రావిశత్ వాయుః ప్రాణో భూత్వా నాసికే ప్రావిశత్ ఆదిత్యః చక్షుర్భూత్వా అక్షిణీ ప్రావిశత్ దిశః శ్రోత్రం భూత్వా కర్ణౌ ప్రావిశన్ ఓషధి వనస్పతయో లోమాని భూత్వా త్వచం ప్రావిశన్ చంద్రమా మనో భూత్వా హృదయం ప్రావిశత్ మృత్యురపానో భూత్వా నాభిం ప్రావిశత్ ఆపో రేతో భూత్వా శిష్ణం ప్రావిశన్
We are seeing the Srishti Prakaranam in this Aitareya Upanishad. After Srishti Prakaranam, Anupravesha Shruti is going to come. This Srishti and Anupravesha both are meant to recognize our identity with Paramatma. This Srishti Prakaranam topic and Anupravesha. Paramatma alone enters the enclosure, gets the name Jivatma. Paramatma, total Paramatma cannot experience. That is why at individual bodies, the Paramatma wants to enter. That is called Anupravesha. Anupravesha means entry. When Paramatma is enclosed in individual bodies, gets the name Jivatma. Jivatma rupena Paramatma alone experience everything. This is called Anupravesha. Paramatma alone enters the individual bodies and experience the creation. By that experience, Paramatma through Jivatma Rupena, this explanation, this teaching helps us to recognize Aham Paramatma Eva. So this teaching of Upanishad is meant for what? Oh Jivatma, you are thinking you are Jivatma. You are not Jivatma, you are Paramatma only. Paramatma alone has got the name Jivatma. Our orientation, I am a miserable Jivatma orientation. I am suffering. That orientation Upanishad wants to remove. And Upanishad gives a lot of story type explanations for that. For our sake only. Srishtau Tatparyam Nasti, it is like a story. In Panchatantra, Sparrow is talking, elephant is talking, jackal is talking, crow is talking. Can they talk? Panchatantra stories, they cannot talk. But the dialogues between them, those birds and animals in Panchatantra, for birds' sake or for our sake? Those Panchatantra stories, have you read? Vishnu Sharma wrote, beautiful, everyone must study. When? At the age of 5. At the age of 5 to 15, everyone must study thoroughly. I hope you might have read it. If not, go and buy that book now also. It is worth to study. Your whole life can be beautifully, you can call nourished with the values, Panchatantra. Like that, this story, what? Paramatma Ishvara created the lokas, 14 lokas, then Lokapala Srishti, the devatas, for that lokas he has created. After Loka Srishti, Lokapala Srishti, then Paramatma created the Indriya Srishti. Indriya Srishti. And all these devatas, Loka, Indriyams and all are talking each other. They are talking to Paramatma, they are having a dialogue with Paramatma. Really speaking, they are all inert. Anupravesha has not yet taken place. Chaitanyam Brahma, the Paramatma has not yet entered. They are like Marina Beach statues. They are still at inert. Bhagavan has created this whole thing is only poetic. Only for teaching purpose. You should not extend. Whatever Upanishad says, only that much you have to take. You should not extrapolate. How is it possible? How can it take place? Don't ask. How can sparrow can speak? How an ant can speak? Baby, never ask. Amma, how a squirrel can talk? How that rabbit can talk? Baby is asking. Baby is enjoying Mickey Mouse. No, children are not reading Panchatantra. The Mickey Mouse stories and all. They are happily watching. They are watching, they are addicted to that. They never come and question how a rabbit can talk, how can a squirrel can talk, how can a bear can talk. They never ask. But they are learning from that. They are enjoying, they are learning. Like that we are also now, what? Same Mickey Mouse Kada Madri. We are also listening whatever Upanishad says because we are also babies-like, children-like with regard to this entire creation. So with that only you have to study this. Otherwise you will end up in confusion. Totally is picturized, just picturized imagination, only imagination, kalpana. Ella kalpanada kadai big story. Okay, in the kalpanala samsara arnave patan, all these devatas, In 14 lokas, devatas, indriyams, all of them, they asked, let we have that body. What, where can we stay? We need a body. Then Paramatma brought a cow body for all of them. May you have this body, cow body. This body is not nice. Please give another body. Then Paramatma brought a horse body, Ashva Shariram. This Ashva Shariram also, we don't think it is suitable for us. We don't want. Then Paramatma brought a Purusha Shariram. Purusha Shariram Paramatma brought. Then they thought this Shariram is nice, very good, because it is similar to Paramatma's body. Purusha Shariram. Avarku Purusha Shariram irukka. Let us have Purusha Shariram. And this all devatas were so happy and they said, this is Sukrutam. This is Sukrutam Shariram. In Taittiriya Upanishad also, one mantra comes there. Asadva idamagra asit tato vai sadajayata tadatmanag swayama kuruta tasmat tat sukrutam muchyata iti. That sukrutam, it is good, well done. They are congratulating the Paramatma. Devatas and Indriyas congratulating the Paramatma for giving this human type body. Still we are in Virat Srishti only, not at individual Srishti. We are not at in individual bodies Srishti. We are still in Samashti Virat Srishti. Once these devatas have got their human body, still they have not yet got sentience. Even then, the dialogues are going on, just imagination. In Anupravesha has not yet taken place. So this is only just imagination. Now what happened? He has created, I told you in the last class, the samsara arnavam. Arnavam, that ocean. Samsara is compared to ocean. Why it is compared to ocean? It is given in the book, but I'll give some few points how this is compared to ocean. Ocean and samsara, you can write a table. Same like we are in this ocean of samsara. We are in the ocean of samsara. Ocean is vast. Samsara, the world, is also vast. World of jivas, fully put together, it is like a vast ocean. How big ocean is? Like that, the whole world with all jivas is like a ocean. Number one. Vast in nature. Both of them are vast in their nature. Pervasive in artham. Similarly, next point. In ocean, water is there. Water is there. Similarly, in the samsara world, what waters is there? Na? Avidya, kama, karma. Avidya means ignorance. Kama, karma, actions, activities born out of desires. Kama and karma. Avidya, kama, karma. Ignorance born, sorrow, desires, action compared to waters. Then, third point. What are all there in the ocean? Crocodiles are there. Whales, sharks, different types of aquatic creatures. Terrible aquatic creatures. Similarly, in this samsara world, crocodiles like disease. Crocodile is called grahakaha. It grasps. Any species comes, it takes away. Like that, disease
old age, death, decay. These disease, death, old age, decay, they come and grab the person. Come, na, mrityu side, slowly. When old age is coming, there is a lot of na, agony, pain starts. So, disease is a type of and a sign of old age. Disease is a sign of old age. Old age is a sign of dash, dash, dash. So these are all bhayankaram manartha. Bhayankar. Then fourth point, past version is also beginningless, endless. No beginning, no end, means no limit. Similarly, the samsara world, the jivas are also floating in the samsara world, which is beginningless and endless. Anantam. That is why in one stotram, ananta samsara samudratara naukayitabhyam guru bhaktidabhyam. You know, samsara. Anadi, ananta. Anadi means beginningless. Ananta means limitless. Number 5. In ocean, the boats are all moving according to the wind. Wind comes and decides, determines the direction of the waters, which side they have to move. Wind moves the waters. Wind moves the waters. Similarly, in this world, Asha wind, Asha, the desire moves one's life. Our desire serves like a wind to move our life course of action. Our life's course of action, next hour, what you are going to do based on your desire. Tomorrow, what you are going to do based on your desire. Asha, the desire is like a wind. Next, sixth point. Because of wind only, so many waves comes. Big waves, tidal waves, small waves. All waves comes because of wind only. Wind only decides the rise of waves and the fall of the waves. Similarly, in samsara ocean also, maharauravadi narakam. Different types of hell. Maharauravadi narakam means from childhood onwards, from mother's womb onwards, up to tomb. Womb to tomb, janma to marana, until that time in the middle, with lot of waves, means what here? Ayo, kuyo, lot of crying, different types of cries. They make a noise. What noise? Amma, appa, ayo, lot of noise. பண்ணின்னு இருக்கல்ல, தலைவலி வந்தா, காலவலி வந்தா என்ன சொல்லுவா? ராமா கிருஷ்ணன்னு சொல்றான். ஐயோ ஐயோ அம்மா அப்பா, ஒரே அந்த வேவ்ஸ் மாதிரி நம்ம கூட, லைக் தட் ஓன்லி. ஸோ தென் நெக்ஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட், டு ரீச் தட் அதர் ஷோர், இன் வென் தேர் கிராசிங் த ஷோர், டு ரீச் தட் அதர் ஷோர், தேர் கிராசிங் த ஓஷன். These travelers also carry some food in ship and boats. They carry some food. Otherwise, they will die in the ocean itself. So, they need food on the way. Just you pack, no? Food like that. What is the food in samsara aranavam ocean? In Shastra says, satyam, speaking truth, to reach the other shore. Satyam. Compassion, daya, non-violence, ahimsa, sense control, dama. These are all like foods. Dama, shama, mind control, perseverance. Perseverance means patience, kshama. Satyam, ahimsa, kshama, daya, all these are like a food on the way. If you want to reach other shore without drowning, you want to reach other shore, it's called moksha. Moksha, you have to reach that goal. To reach that goal, moksha goal, you have to survive in between. When you are crossing the ocean, you have to reach that shore, you have to survive, you require food. Similarly, in samsara arnavam ocean, to reach moksha purushartha, you require a food, not ordinary food, chapati, idli, sambar. Here, to reach moksha goal, shamadama, uparamatitiksha, shraddha, samadhanam, like ahimsa, satyam. If you follow those yama, niyamas, only you can reach moksha purushartha. Without that food, you drown in janana, marana, vyadhi, jara, dukkham. And the dukkham, suffering itself is called drowning. What do you mean by drowning in samsara arnavam? Always afraid of death, old age, future, insecurity, bhayam. What will happen to my children, my family, my body? Is it not a hell? Hell, rauravadi narakamanna inge. Rauravadi narakam means one disease itself sufficient. Narakam, it shows the narakam. I see you. So, we go to hospital, people, they are suffering with so many diseases. Each ward is a hell. One burning problems, another tragedy. People are in ICU with this ear tube, NH tube, which in it. And people are suffering for breathing. It is a type of hell. People are suffering in the heart functioning, ahamating, suffering, hell. Blood is not flowing to their brain, another hell. Kidney is not functioning, another hell. Stomach is bloating, another hell. How many hells are there in a hospital? By seeing the doctors, different special doctors, each doctor is indicator for one hell. Doctor is meant for what? To remove that hell. How many hells are there and how many specialists are there? So many hells are there. Rauravadi narakam. So many. Idella puranam padicha nanna theriyum. Puranas, they explain beautifully. All Puranas. Okay. Now, this boat has to, last point, has to move. It has got a, what you call, direction to show that, like lighthouse. Nowadays, lighthouse. Those days and all, no lighthouses and all. And the boat itself has got a one teppa, to cross, they use something. For helping to cross, they use compass, like something they use it. And the madri, for us also, the roots to show the direction, see, sometimes stones will be there. The boat will go and hit the stones. That is why it has to see the direction properly. And dik suchi ani chulluva. Dik suchi. Like that, for our life also, what is the diksuchi? The two things, this is not the right way, this is the right way. It has to show diksuchi. And the diksuchi madri, in this samsara arnavam also, there are only two to show a right direction. This is the direction, this is the moksha side, purushartha side. Don't look that side, okay, just I am showing. This is moksha side, purushartha side. You can go. Who will show? Only satsanga. Mahapurusha satsanga. Noble people. They only can show you. They are like diksuchi. Right direction they will show. And satsanga and sannyasa. Sannyasa means renunciation. Drop of attraction for these worldly objects. Drop for attraction for all these worldly objects. Dropping the desire, attachment, attraction towards ephemeral, temporary, fleeting, limited, finite, dosha-bhuishta, defective, what? Pleasures. We are wasting our time, energy from childhood. Balasthavat krida saktah, tarunasthavat taruni saktah, vriddhasthavat peram saktah, parame brahmani kopina saktah. Peram saktah, Shankaracharya chunna cholala. Namma cholro. Peram saktah. Konjam voltage vanda udane, peram, who will take care of me? Dependence, more and more. Children, they should take care of me. They should always around me. They should not go away from me, especially in old age. Where are you going? Mother asked the son. Enga poirukke, enga poindirukke. Sayankalathukulla olundiduva. Variya veetukku. Udane kepa amma. Mother will ask, how long it will take time come to home, ana? She is afraid of her. Or he is a father is afraid of her. In old age, this is called dependence. Therefore, before this fear, insecurity is overpowering us, we have to master all of them. That is why Shastra study. Before we are going to develop this much insecurity, fear, pain, suffering, before that old age, before that death, before that disease is going to come, before that we have to hold on to a Mahapurusha, Shastram, study, all these Ahimsa, Satyam, Brahmacharyam, all these disciplines you have to follow, Bhagavan, Puja, Shravanam, Parayanam, all this if you do sufficiently, you get a hold, support. Nothing can disturb us. யாரை நம்பி நான் பிறந்தேன். ஐ எம் நாட் டிபெண்டிங் அப்பான் எனி ஒன். ஐ டிபெண்ட் ஓன்லி ஆன் காட். லேட்டர் ஐ டிபெண்ட் ஆன் சாஸ்திரா குரு. லேட்டர் ஐ டிபெண்ட் அப்பான் மை செல்ஃப். அதர்வைஸ் லைஃப் இஸ் மிசரபிள். திஸ் இஸ் த சம்சாரா ஸ்டோரி. இனஃப். இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் ஃபர்தர் யூ கேன் ரீட் இன் த புக் தே ஹவ் கிவன் தேர். ஓகே. Now, look into the topic, these devatas and indriyams, what they did. See, hunger and thirst, ashanaya, pipasa. These two are, both of them are having advantage and disadvantage. Samsara struggle is only because of two. What are they? Hunger and thirst. This hunger and thirst advantage is the survival. I can survive by appeasing my hunger, by appeasing my thirst. By taking food, I am surviving. By drinking water, I am surviving. So food and water both are helping us or not? Morning breakfast, afternoon lunch, night dinner, in between, madhya madhya paniyam. They are all having advantage. Food and water, hunger and thirst, Bhagavan created. There is an advantage, that is survival. The same advantageous survival helping hunger and thirst have got a big disadvantage. Because of that survival only we are suffering, really speaking. கொஞ்ச நேரம் சாப்பிடலன்னா தெரியும். நம்ம பசி வந்ததுக்கு முன்னாடியே சாப்பிட்டு இருக்கோம். இஃப் வி வெயிட் ஃபார் சம் டைம் வித்தவுட் ஃபுட், வென் தெர் இஸ் ஹங்கர், யூ சீ தட் ஹங்கர் பெயின். ஹங்கர் பெயின் நம்ம கொஞ்சம் ஒரு நாள் அந்த உபவாசம் ரோஜ் தெரியறது சுவாமினி. என்ன இப்போ உபவாசம்? வி ஆர் ட்ரிங்கிங் வாட்டர் அண்ட் வி ஆர் ஈட்டிங் சம்திங் லைட்டர். வித்தவுட் ஈட்டிங் எனி திங் வி ஹாவ் டு எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் தட் ஹங்கர் பெயின். Most painful என்னன்னா ஹங்கர் பெயின். Then thirst also. People die because of thirst. People die because of hunger pain. You go to Somalia and other countries where there is no food at all,
They are dying. People are dying. Babies are dying without water and food. That is why it is helping us for survival. And the same thing putting us in a disadvantage also. That is why amma vayithula kolanda irukkumbode, they are going and standing in the queue in the front of the school. For what? Admission. Innu kolanda porakkala. Only in that 4th month, 5th month. Ippoda pregnant aayirukka. The father is standing in the queue. And next, after 6 months, 7 months, baby is going to come. Now itself you have to book that admission. Entry in the school. What it shows. The father is struggling for this child up to 10th standard. Nalla school kadikano. First, that is the problem. Pray. If you study in LKG, UKG, your children, 5th standard, a good school you won't get. You are seeing in Madras because you know better than me. If they study nearby school, they join nearby school. Swamini, Aitareya Upanishad solrela, enga family problem solrela, Aitareya Upanishad talking about our samsara, survival problem. Nearby school make our children pre-KG, LKG, UKG because this tata cannot go and take so far distance. We cannot send this child, 2-year-old kid, 3-year-old kid by van, bus. So therefore what? Nearby school. Up to 5th standard. Then we have lot of aspirations at the best school. It is very far. Now they say, we won't give admission. That child who study from the LKG in our school, only having that advantage. Enna pandrathu? What a struggle. Is it not a struggle? Why you are struggling that much? For the child's survival. The child should get good education up to 10th standard, one type of puja, punaskaram, mother, father does. And up from 10th to 12th, another extra puja, separate puja, and a turning point, life ki. The 12th standard up from they again another struggle. Writing exams, CAT, RAT, MAT, so many things. Preparation, how much they are really tortured children for settlement. Survival. For what? To get salary. Salary for what? Food. Hunger and thirst. Struggle has started from the womb itself. Is it not samsara? Tell me. Is it not samsara? In spite of all the struggle, has got a job but no security. That job security, job satisfaction is not there. So much of struggle. And competition. In that job itself, a lot of competition. How much pain one person is undergoing. Therefore, if you recognize you are Brahman, Paramatma, this struggle won't be there. That's why Shastra presents the whole thing. Now look into the mantra. 4th mantra. Agnihi vagbhutva mukham pravishat. These devatas, Brahma, Paramatma has created hunger and thirst. Now we have to survive. This hunger and thirst also picturized as devatas. Like devatas, two entities. Hunger and thirst. This hunger and thirst given to devatas, Bhagavan, you have given hunger and thirst. Therefore, we have asked you for the body. Now, after getting the body, Bhagavan said, Yathasthanam, may you all enter in your respective residence, Golakam. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Now, you enter the Golakam. Who? That devatas. Along with what? With the Indriyam. Indriyam means the power cannot separately exist from the devata. So, devata becoming that indriyam and enters the particular golakam, allotted number. And the chavi kudupa illaya, and the contractor, weed katti, and the nariya flats katti, and the kapra, unga weed idi. Three type, B type, yada irukkum, and the number, and the chavi mele number putti, he gives like that.
Similarly, Paramatma, the Ishvara, gave the chavi to this Devata. You go along with this Indriyam and enter that Golakam. The list has been given. We'll see the list here. Agnihi Vagbhutva, Agni Devata. Creation divided like this. Agni Devata having or becoming Vagindriyam. Becoming Vagindriyam means what? Bhutva means identity associated with an artha. Agnihi Vak Eki Bhutva. Vagindriyam. Vak Bhutva means Vacha Eki Bhutva an artha. Agni Devata Vacha Eki Bhutva. Come on, let us go and enter. Devata and Indriyam, enter Bhutva. Kim Pravishat, Mukham Pravishat. The Agni Devata has entered the mouth. Indriyam, Vak, Agni Devata. You can draw a chart like Devata, Indriyam, Golakam. Golakam means residence. So residence is required. Physical residence. Physical residence at total level. Now next one. Vayuhu, second one. Vayuhu prano bhutva nasike pravishat. Pravishat. Nasike pravishan. Because divachanam nasike pravishat only. Nasike pravishat. Vayu, the prana, indriyam bhutva. Pranaha, indriyam, devata is vayu. Vayuhu prano bhutva. Prano eki bhutva. Becoming one with, along with prana, vayu devata has entered which golakam? Nasike, the nose, nostrils. Nasike, two nostrils in artham. Pravishat has entered. Then third devata is Adityaha Chakshur Bhutva Akshini Pravishat. Adityaha means Surya Devata. Chakshuhu Bhutva Chakshur Indriyam. Chakshuhu Bhutva Chakshuhu Eki Bhutva Akshini Pravishat. The eyes, two eyes are the Golakams. Akshi, Akshini, Akshini. Dvitiya, Divacharam. Surya has entered the two eyes, which are the Golakam, with along with Chakshurindriyam. Pravishat. Akshini, Pravishat. Then, fourth one, Dishaha, Shrotram Bhutva, Digdevata. Dishaha means Digdevata. Shrotra Indriyam, Ekhi Bhutva, along with Shrotra Indriyam. Hearing power. The sun has taken the seeing power, entered the eyes. Similarly, Digdevata has taken the hearing power and has entered the ears, Karanau. Eki Bhutva Karanau Pravishat. Here Pravishan. Karanau Pravishan. Oshadhi Vanaspatayaha. Fifth one. Oshadhi Vanaspati means, Oshadhi means herbs. Vanaspati means big huge trees. Here don't take Vanaspati Oshadhi as a tree like this. Oshadhi Devata. Vanaspati Devata. Both of them. Vanaspati Devata, tree Devata. Vana Devata, that's why we call. Vanam is different, Vana Devata is different. Oshadi Devata, Vana Devata, Oshadi Vanaspati Devatas, Lomani Bhutva, having taken that Lomani, Sparsha Indriyam. Sparsha Indriyam. The sense organ of touch, that is called Lomani. Bhutva Tvacham Pravishan. Tvacham Bhutva Tvacham Pravishan. Tvacham means the skin, charmam, skin pravishat, that is the golakam. Golakams are all physical. Okay, sthulam. Indriyams are all sukshma. Pravishat. Then chandrama, sixth one is chandrama, the moon, mano bhutva, mano eki bhutva, along with mind, antarindriyam. Mind is internal organ, sense organ. Antarindriyam bhutva, hridayam pravishat. Hridaya means heart. Hridayam pravishat. Even though messages are coming to the brain, mind, we don't say mind is in the brain. There are only message centers are there. The functioning office is only heart. In that heart only mind is there. That is why you say, என்னோட மனசு சரியில்லைன்னு. இங்கே தலை பிடிச்சுன்னு சொல்ல மாட்டோம். என்னோட மனசு சரியில்லைன்னு இங்கே தான் பிடிச்சுன்னு சொல்லுவோமா? இன்னும் என்னோட மனசு சரியில்லைன்னு சொல்லுவோம். பார்க்கவே இல்லை சொல்லுவோம். அந்த மாதிரி ஃபீலிங் இஸ் தேர்னு. எதுக்கு சரியில்லை சரியில்லைன்னு சொன்னோம்? சரி இருக்கான்னு சொன்னது கூட இங்கே தானே சொல்லுவோம். எனக்கு நிம்மதியாக இருக்க நீங்கள் சொல்லுவோம். நிம்மதியாக இருக்கேன்னு தலை பிடிச்சுட்டு சொல்ல மாட்டோம். வி டோன்ட் கேட்ச் அவர் ஹெட். நிம்மதியாக இருக்க எனக்கு சொல்ல மாட்டோம். நிம்மதியாக இருக்கேன்னு வி கீப் அவர் ஹேண்ட் அண்ட் சே அந்த செஸ்ட். ஸோ சந்திரமா மனோபூத்வா ஹிருதயம் பிராவிஷத்து. தென் மிருத்யு அபானோ பூத்வா, மிருத்யு தேவதா அபானோ பூத்வா அசோசியேட்டட் வித், ஏகி பூத்வா பிகமிங் ஒன் வித். தட் பூத்வா ஆல்வேஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரைட் பிகமிங் ஒன் வித் அன் அர்த்தம். பிகமிங் ஒன் வித். வித்தவுட் தேவதா இந்திரியம் கேனாட் சர்வைவ், இந்திரியம் கேனாட் ஃபங்க்ஷன் செப்பரேட்லி. தட் ஈஸ் வை பீப்புள் ஆர் ஹேவிங் தட் இந்திரிய சக்தி தேவதா டிட்டாச், தட் சக்தி கெனாட் ஃபங்க்ஷன். ஸோ தேவதாஸ் பிளெஸ்ஸிங்ஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ரிக்வயர்டு. That is why we worship all the devatas to bless us. Vang me manasi pratishthita, mano me vachi pratishthitam, bhadram karane vishrunyama devah, bhadram pashyema akshavir yajatraha. Devatas connection. Each shanti paata is excellent shanti paata. Nama gnapam irukkanum, and the meaning. So, reto bhutva, sorry. மிருத்யு அபானோ பூத்வா அபான பிராண. அபான மீன்ஸ் அதோ கமனவான் வாயு அபான பூத்வா ஹிம் நாபிம் பிராவிஷத்து, என்டர்ட் த நாபி நேவல் கோலகம். திஸ் இஸ் த சிக்ஸ்த் ஒன். செவன்த் ஒன் சந்திரமா இஸ் த சிக்ஸ்த் ஒன், மிருத்யு இஸ் த செவன்த் ஒன். செவன்த் தேவதா, செவன்த் இந்திரியம், செவன்த் கோலகம். Not at individual level, still at universal level. Then only comes later, individual level. Last one is, Apaha, waters, Reto Bhutva, becoming one with Retaha, the Purusha Bijam, Shishnam Pravishat, entered the Golakam, Shishnam, reproductive organ. So all the Devatas, along with sense organs, enter their golakam residence. The residence illamali, they cannot function. So golakam, for a resident, residence is required. Without residence, resident cannot function. So resident ke preparation, house is required, construction, contractor has to come and construct. Paramatma is the contractor, has constructed the whole virat shariram, and all these devatas and indriyams and their golakams are ready. Now still they are inert. Still they are inert. House, after construction, everything, the house get value when that yajamana enters. The whole house, the all furniture, interior decoration, internal, all what you can call, so many things. வீடு கட்டி அந்த கான்ட்ராக்டர் என்ன பண்ணுவான்னா, ஜஸ்ட் அவுட் சைடு மாத்திரம் கட்டி கொடுப்பான். அதுக்கப்புறம் லேக்ஸ் அண்ட் லேக்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்பெண்ட் இன்டீரியர் டெக்கரேஷனுக்கு. அது வேறே, யூ செட் இட், எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ஃபார் ஹூஸ் சேக். that house and the structure, the internal, everything, internal decoration, everything is for whose sake. It is useless if that resident, the alive yajamana, comes only, all these gadgets are utilized. Otherwise, they are useless. Still, the whole thing is infrastructure. Da irukke ipo. In the infrastructure, kulle, the Paramatma has to enter. Otherwise, no use. Like a statue madri, Marina Beach lo, statue irukkaliyo, adu madri aayidum. So, we have to understand how important that Chaitanyam Brahma. Body is like a inert matter statue-like. This is useful, making use of because of Paramatma only. அது நமக்கு தெரியறதுக்காக தான் சாஸ்திரம் இவ்வளவு சொல்லிட்டு இருக்கு. நம்ம இது விட்டுட்டு இது பிடிச்சுட்டு இருக்கோம். அது விட்டு அந்த பிரம்மன் விட்டுட்டு இந்த மேட்டர் வி ஆர் ஹோல்டிங் ஆன். வாட் ஏன்னா மிஸ்டேக் வி ஆர் டூயிங். சிம்பிள் மிஸ்டேக், பட் இட் இஸ் எ கிரேட் மிஸ்டேக் அக்கார்டிங் டு சாஸ்திர. நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்திர வி வில் ரீட். தமசனாய பிபாசே அப்ரூதாம் ஆவாப்யாம் அபிப்ரஜானீஹீதி தே அப்ரவீத் ஏதாஸ்வேவாம் ஏதாஸ்வேவா தேவதா ஸ்வாபாஜம்யாம் ஏதாசும் தேவதா ஸ்வாபாஜம்யா ஏதாசு பாகின்யௌ கரோமீதி தஸ்மாத் யஸ்யை கஸ்யை ச தேவதாயை ஹவிர்க்ருஹ்யதே பாகின்யாவேவ அஸ்யாம் அஷனாயா பிபாசே பவதஹ. அஸ்யாம் அஷனாயா பிபாசே பவதஹ. தம் அஷனாயா பிபாசே, யாட்டு சப்ளை ஈஸ்வர தி பரமாத்மா. தம் டு தேவதாஸ் தம் அஷனாயா பிபாசே. அசனாயா பிபாசா மீன்ஸ் ஹங்கர் அண்ட் தர்ஸ்ட். அப்ரூதாம் திஸ் அசனா அண்ட் பிபாசா ஆல்சோ ஆஸ்க்டு பரமாத்மா. அப்ரூதாம் தே ஆஸ்க்டு ஆவாபியாம் ஆவாபியாம் அபிப்ரஜானீஹி ஃபர் அஸ் ஆல்சோ மே யூ அலாட் ஏ ரெசிடென்ஸ். மே யூ அலாட் ஏ ரெசிடென்ஸ் ஆவாபியாம் ஃபர் போத் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஆல்சோ. May you allot a place. For that, Paramatma says, Te abravit, to those hunger and thirst, Paramatma said, I don't want to give a separate residence for you. You reside where devatas are there. In devatas you reside. He has created hunger and thirst. Having created hunger and thirst, they must have some locus. Separate locus, separate food is not required for you. See, hunger and thirst also require a food. Pasi dahatteki food venu. Illaya? So, for that pasi and daham, you imagine an entities. And they are asking Paramatma, where do we stay? From where we can get food? They are asking. Paramatma says, you be along with devatas. Devatas get havish. By people do yajna yagas and all, when they offer, whatever they offer food to devatas, you are in devatas, you also take that, shareholders like. The devatas saapidum bodhu adilandhu neenga unakku kooda, adhanaala you be with devatas. So he says, adhiprajanihi ashanaya pipase. These devatas, தேவதாஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஹங்கர் அண்ட் தர்ஸ்ட். ஏதாசு ஏவ தேவதாசு, இன் தீஸ் தேவதாஸ் இட் செல்ஃப் ஆபஜாமி, ஐ கீப் போத் ஆஃப் யூ இன் தெம் ஆபஜாமி. Tasu. In among these devatas only, you, both of you, bhaginyau, may you have share. Bhaginyau karomi, I make both of you as a shareholders along with these devatas. Bhaginyau karomi iti. To whom they, to those, to hunger and thirst, abravid, Paramatma said, how you should share. Therefore, tasmat yasyai kasyai cha devatayai, by someone or other, for these devatas, offering will be there. By someone or other, offerings will come to these devatas. So, whatever comes to devatas, devatayai, for which devata, the havis is given to them, asyam, in that devata, being residing in that devata, you the hunger and thirst, both of you, ashanaya pipase, may you, both of them, are becoming the shareholders, bhavataha, of that bhojanam, whatever comes to devatas, that you, both of you, take. Up to this, everything is ready. Bhaginyau means bhagaha asya asti iti bhagini. That which has got a share. Share market madri. Share, you are the shareholders. Don't ask a separate. Vam, ane varadhi madhyala. The vam for both of you in artham. Chaturthi vibhakti. Yushmat shabdaha, chaturthi vibhakti. Tubhyamte yuvabhyam vam, for both of you. I am giving place along with devatas. May you share with them. Now bhokta is ready. Then what are ready? Ayatanams are ready. Bhoga ayatanams are ready. Bhoga indriyams are ready. All of them are ready. Now chaitanyam has to enter. All are inert. Chaitanyam has to enter. Next section we will enter. From here only the very important mantra comes, that is Anupravesha mantra. This is the Anupravesha mantra section. Chapter 3, section 3, sorry, chapter 1, section 3. Here they have given wrongly. Chapter 1, section 3, first mantra. You have to note. Sahikshatam imenu lokaschem lokapalaschem annamibhyaham srijayiti. Now saha means Paramatma. Paramatma, what Paramatma did? Ikshata. Ikshata means visualized. So now devatas have got sense organs, hunger and thirst, everything. Now food they require. Bhagavan has to give, provide a food. So therefore, Bhagavan visualized the annam. Since having created, Bhagavan just has seen once, like that contractor comes, what are all we have done, enna pannirukom, next what we have to do, the supervising environment. Just like that, supervising Paramatma. Lokapalascha, lokaha, lokapalascha, means I have created lokas, I have created devatas, I have created indriyams, I have created hunger and thirst. Now I have to provide food and water. Here hunger and thirst means don't take our literally our food and all. Hunger and thirst for indriyams is that indriyam sve sve visayeshu bhogaha eva, means annam for eyes is forms and colors. Annam for eyes, ears, is sound. What is the pasi for ears? Music season is coming. Rasagnaha, Shrotaraha. This music season, people want to give food to what? To the ears. Of course, they give food to this tongue also. That is very food. That's what Swamiji was joking the other day. They are giving what? Sangeeta Shiromani, Nritya Shiromani, so many they are giving, no titles. That is Sapad Shiromani, what a Kudukala, and Anga Sapad Kudukala. Sapad Shiromani, what Anga Kudukala. Food morning to till night, some food is available. So each Indriyam has got its own food. Each Anandagiri writes, food means don't take only annam, what you are eating. Each sense organ requires its own food. Eyes wants not sound food. Eyes wants a form, colors food. Eyes enjoy when the eyes golakam, behind that chakshur indriyam, that devata, who chuchi devata, aditya devata, enjoy when there are colors and forms. Similarly, sounds for ears. Similarly, taste for this tongue. Like that, each one, sparsha indriyam. Why you want cushion bed? That is annam for sparsha indriyam. Isn't it? So each indriyam, what? Even asked, why nice flower? Smell you want? Morning, agarbatti you keep. Nalla smell varano. Why nice smell you want? It is a food for nostrils. The agarbatti, flowers, whatever you keep, nice smell. And white outside, body ke. You put no lot of, what is it called? Spray. What for? The spray is for body and nose. Nose, it is food for nose. Like that, each sense organ requires its own food. That's what Anandagiri says. Bhagavan Paramatma Aikshata, since I have created them, annam ebhyaha sruja iti. Let me create. Sruja is there, but srujai, because of sandhi rule, it is srujai. You have to say srujai. Aham srujai. Srujai, srujavahai, srujamahai. Aham srujai. Let me create for all of them. Lot. May I create food for all these devatas who are associated with indriyams, sense organs. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti 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 harihi om shri gurubhyo namaha harihi om.